All right. It was an elimination on The Bachelorette last night. So we have got Damien on the line with us, who was eliminated last night. Damien from The Bachelorette. We're going to kick things off by asking you, when you're hanging your socks on the line, do you peg them by the toes or the tops?
Hey guys, look, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a little bit fast and loose. I just go straight on. So they just sort of, I'm looking at them right now actually, I just put them straight on and just sort of, they just hang over in the middle.
Ooh, he's a rebel.
You
no
are
wonder
loose.
You didn't get a rose.
I'm a rebel without a cause.
How are you, mate? You well?
Yeah, I'm good. Up bright and early and, loving life. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we are good. Look, thanks so much for joining us. You didn't get a rose last night. What was the whole experience like? It's a very different Bachelorette this year, vying for the hearts of two sisters. What did you think when you first entered the show and realised that that was the case?
The experience was great. I really enjoyed it. When I got out of that limo and rounded the corner and there were two girls, I was, couldn't believe it. There was a lot of chat leading up to the show that it was going to be someone else, and when I came out and it was these two blonde bombshells, I was pretty impressed, to be honest.
So did you come close to, making that connection? Made you think that you might have been staying, or did it come as a shock when you didn't get a rose?
To be honest, it wasn't too much of a shock to me. I sort of felt a bit of a friendship with both the girls, but, I was sort of vying for the affections of Ellie. It was more of a friendship, and I didn't sort of get that opportunity to build a romantic connection, and a few of the other guys were a lot more progressed than what I was. So, I wanted to stay, but, I kind of expected that I might be getting thrown out.
Now, you're a pretty out-there kind of guy. Is that one of the reasons that you decided to go on national TV to find love?
It was just an opportunity that, I don't think many people get. It's pretty cool to sort of see the back end of a reality TV show, and, the opportunity to find love was pretty enticing to me. So, it was good. It was a great experience. Really enjoyed it.
What are you going to take away from it? Was it more the dating side of things, or some of the experiences that you remember the most?
Probably to just enjoy every day. Sounds so cliche, but you can get yourself caught up in little things in life that it's sort of, a lot of those little things aren't worth it. It's again cliche, but don't sweat the small stuff. So that's what I'll take out of the show. Just enjoy life and enjoy every experience.
So you're getting back into business now. Is there anything on the horizon for you in terms of upcoming reality TV shows, or is it back to work?
It's back to work for me. I work as a property valuer here in Melbourne, and back to work. Having said that, there's not a lot we can do in Melbourne at the moment. We're pretty locked down, but just back into the swing of things with life. Normal life resumes.
Well, you said you're in Melbourne. How's business being in Melbourne and your line of work? Is it still full steam ahead or what?
I work in valuations, and we're very lucky in that we were classified as, essential. It's just an interesting time in life, to be honest. We can't do it. You can't go to a pub, you can't go to a cafe, you can't go to a restaurant, which is, things that I really enjoy doing. And, we're sort of locked in our houses at the moment. But,
tough time.
They're all
coming out the other end of it.
Yeah, that's true. Right,
so. They're all generally places you need to go to find a girlfriend, aren't they?
Yeah, kind of, that's a good point. Today should be
exactly.
Different vibe as well in Melbourne, being Grand Final Eve.
It would have been it's my favourite time of the year, and right now, but we've got to get on top of this virus. So it's all happening here. But anyway, she'll be right.
All right. Well, it's good to chat. We're sorry that your Bachelorette journey didn't last any longer. Who do you think is going to win the AFL Grand Final tomorrow?
I hope the Cats, but I think the Tigers, unfortunately. I just think they're too good.
There we go. There was some creed to this conversation. Good on you, Damien. Thank you for your time this morning.
Good on you guys. Nice to chat to you.
You too, mate. See ya.